Welcome to Everyday Endeavors, a Christian podcast where we talk about becoming more like Christ in our everyday lives. Regardless of ethnicity, age, or sex, this podcast walks through the various aspects of life, whereby we try to mature like Christ daily. I am your host, Osasere Mafidon, and welcome to Season 3. I'm going to just give us the rundown so that we can come into this discussion and this conversation with the right heart posture. So yesterday morning, I was like, okay, you know, I have to prepare for this, get all my resources, everything. And I searched up on my notes app, I searched up the word myth. And there was something that I didn't see nor remember from a long time ago. And it was 1 Timothy. It talks about myths in 1 Timothy. It says in 1 Timothy 1, verses 3 to 7. And this is Paul speaking. When I left for Macedonia, I urged you to stay there in Ephesus and stop those whose teaching is contrary to the truth. This is the important part. Don't let them waste their time in endless debates of myths and spiritual pedigrees. These things only lead to meaningless speculations which don't help people live a life of God in faith. Then it says in 2 Timothy 2, verses 16, avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior. This kind of speech spreads like cancer, as in the case of Hymenaeus and Philetus. They have left the path of truth, claiming that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred. In this way, they have turned some people away from the faith. And then the last one, 2 Timothy 4, verses 2 to 3. 2 Timothy, yeah. Preach the word of God. Be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. This is the important part. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. So what we see here is that these myths and spiritual pedigrees are just these ideologies that have no place in the Bible. Random things that we just believe because people told us that it's true about God. Whether it be our parents, unfortunately, whether it be society, whether it be institutions, whatever it may be, these things, because we hold these false teachings in our hearts, that's what we speak to people. And how are we supposed to draw people to God if what we're saying is not true, right? How are we supposed to lead people and further the kingdom if what you're saying is a lie? How does that work? So it's so important. It's so important that we debunk all these lies, or the five lies that God has laid in our hearts, to debunk these lies so that those who are listening, that they can walk through 2023 with the right ideologies of God. And this is the assignment that God has given to us specifically. So the assignment for this series is to shed light on myths about God that we as believers have held on to for too long, for the edification and advancement for a spiritual walk in God in 2023. I know that every year there are Christians who are like, I want to get closer to God. I want to see God. I want to hear God. I want to feel his face. They say all these things, but when they're walking in the relationship with God, it's based on lies. It's based on things that sound good, sound Christian, but have no spiritual backing, no biblical backing. So when we're saying the word myth in this situation or in this series, what we're exclaiming is that a myth about God is any ideologies of God that is widely held but false. A misrepresentation of God, or an exaggerated or idealized concept of God. So this is the underlining understanding that we're going to be walking with as we talk about these different myths in this series. So now I have the privilege, and the most fun part of this whole series is I have the privilege of being accompanied in this talk, right? In this discussion, in debunking all these myths, I get to do it with wonderful people, men and women of God. And I was saying before, more than I love you is I trust the God in you. And if you can say that to someone confidently, you know that God is working in their life. So when I bring people onto this podcast, I'm not just bringing people because it seems fun or seems good, right? It obviously depends on the topic, but when we're talking about serious things like myths about God, lies that we believe and we have to break down, it's very important that we bring the right type of people to have this discussion. So I present to you my lovely brothers and sisters in Christ. So we're going to introduce each other very quickly. So basically, how you're going to introduce yourself, obviously your name, any information you think is interesting to the audience to know, and then how you found yourself in this project, right? What was our conversation that brought you here today? So anyone can go first.
I don't mind going. Hi guys, I hope I'm audible enough because I'm told I speak very quietly. My name is Amadi. We don't have to give full names, right?
No gubbies.
My name is Amadi. I'm a recent graduate from University of Toronto, which I believe most of us here are all going or finished from.
Yes.
Interesting thing about myself, I like a little bit of arts.
A little bit. Don't lie now. We're talking about myths.
I guess I'm saying a little bit because I have just been very passive. I like looking and saving inspiration, but I've never really been, that's a lie. I was going to say I've never really been active, but then I was just looking at Nimi and I just remember like she's always reminding me of like the exhibition I did a couple
exhibition.
Years ago. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, that's what's interesting about me. How did I find myself in this project? Osasiri pretty much called me one night. She's a night caller. She called me one night. She's like, I want to talk to you. The words could not come out. And I'm like, just spit it out. And she pretty much told me about a podcast, which actually that week when she called me, that's when I started listening to podcasts. Like a friend of mine introduced me and I just spent like hours just listening to like the episodes and I was like, it's so impactful, but at the same time it's so calming because I was like, this is my type of person. Like everything was just so collected and calming. And I was like, yeah, that's what I like to listen to. So when she called me, I was like,
oh,
I've made it in life. And so I was like, why not? The topic or the series was definitely insightful. And so I was like, you know, I'm down for that. I do not know what myth. At that time, I didn't know what myth, but, you know, I thank God that he was able to work something up in me. And, you know, now I have something to share.
Ah, amazing. Amazing. Thank you, Amadi. Who's next?
I could go.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Nimi.
Hi, Nimi.
Like Amadi mentioned, I'm also a U of T student, UTSC to be precise. I'm in the psychology program. That's the interesting thing about me. I'm really interested about the mind. I'm interested about how the mind raises up behaviors, you know, how we're able to just think of things and do them, or how we're able to like even stop our habits or stop behaviors. I think one really interesting thing to me is how, you know how in movies when people are on their deathbed and then their family speaks to like the person that's about to die and they're like, oh, it's okay now, you can go. And it's like once that release in their mind is dead, like they die. But like up until then they've been living, but like once they make that click in their mind, it's like they're gone. So like that's a phenomenon that really interests me. Probably why I went into psych. I got onto this project from Osasiri. Like I already knew Osasiri and the people here. I think there was already an organization, because I can't forget how it was quite random, because I remember that day I was eating, but like I had a myth in my mind because I had seen my sister prepare for it, because my sister is here, you meet her. So I had seen my sister prepare for it and I was just thinking like, oh, what is one thing about God that I haven't, like I believed for so long, but then when I found out like it was false, I was like, oh my God, wow. And I was just thinking about that in that space, and then the day they had come together, I was like, oh my God, I have a myth. And they're like, oh, would you like to come? And I was like, yes, please. Yes. So that's basically how I'm on this project. I'm really appreciated to be here and to learn from my highly esteemed brothers and sisters in Christ. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice. That was very interesting about the mind. I guess I'll go next because I started talking already. Hi, everyone. My name is Faye. I'm really excited to be here. One thing that is exciting about me, or that I like, I think I'll just say one thing I like. I've been noticing that I really, really like nature and just like being outside, you know.
Ditto.
It kind of, like when I'm outside, I feel like I want to be a painter. Like it makes me feel like that because I'm like, wow, like
and
God
she
is
paints
such
too.
An, yeah, like God is such an artist. Like look at the leaves. They have different shades of green. Look at the sky. And funny story, it was when I was looking at the trees, like in nature, that's when I realized, like, sis, you have to go to the, you have to go and get glasses because you cannot see. But yeah, like, I just really like looking at, like, nature. And my sister recently introduced me to something. Oh, yeah, for those of you that don't know, my sister is Nimi. So, but like, my dad used to be like an artist and he used to collect like seashells and stuff. Wow. So Nimi introduced me to this fun hobby of like collecting stones and then like painting them. Yeah, so I really like doing that as well. But I you know, nature wants me to become an artist. It makes me want to become like a painter. And
nature
it makes me,
or God?
Yeah, it's really God at the end of the day because it's like it makes me realize God is such an artist. It's like, yeah. I want to be an artist so we can have something in common. Yeah.
So how did you find yourself in this project?
My sweet sister over here, Asasare. To be honest, she just told me like, I want you to be on my podcast. I want a bunch of you guys to
didn't
come
give an
and
option.
Talk. And I was like, sis, are you sure? Me? Are you sure? Me? Are you sure? And she was like, yeah. You know, I was really like, it's something that I was really shy about.
Yeah.
But I'm just grateful that, you know, she pushed me to be here. And I'm really happy to be here.
Yay! Yeah. Last but not least.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Everyday Endeavors audience. My name is listeners. Yeah. My name is Annie.
Please speak louder for the people in the back.
My name is Annie and I am a student at UTSC this year. I'm intending to graduate this year.
Woo! Yeah. Right? Like I'm graduating.
Finally. Something interesting. So I'm working a lot with fish right now.
I think not that you're a musician, that you make music.
Like,
nah, I mean, wah.
I feel like that's a big part of my life, but a lot of people don't know about the fish aspect. So
true.
Yeah. Beyond that, I think I became a part of this. I don't know if I even had a choice.
No.
I was more so kind of
dragged into it.
Resting
a recurring theme here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was coerced by Asasare and the Holy Spirit to be a part of this, and I'm excited to see, to learn. And that's something I'm really looking forward to today, especially is to learn from everyone here.
That's good.
My esteemed colleagues in Christ. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't recognize my voice, you're not really listening to Everyday Endeavors. But God has given me the privilege to start this thing, and even more, the privilege to have this discussion with such wonderful people. I don't even recall how five myths. I think I was looking at something and I'm like, what are myths about God that we hold on to? And then I'm like, okay. And then the number five came to mind. Five myths about God. And it kind of just formulated. And when I was like, okay, if we're going to do this, especially because I don't remember what episode, but I remember saying like, there's going to be guest speakers on Everyday Endeavors. It's not just going to be me talking. So I'm like, oh God, how are we going to advance this year? And different people started popping in my mind. Annie, Faye, Amadi. You know, I was like, I also want the opinion of men. Because sometimes the Christian world can be so, like, so, how do you say, like, consumed. What's the word? Like, it's so women-centered sometimes. There's so many women.
Saturated with women? Or?
Yes, yeah. Thank you. So many women. And I feel like sometimes we lose the voice, the opinions, the truth of what is in men,
mm-hmm.
right? You like you guys hold power,
mm-hmm.
literally. I think I saw a chart on Instagram. And I was like, when a man comes to Christ and he's the head of the house, the percentage of the whole house following Jesus is so much higher than if it's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an importance in the voices of men. So it's such a privilege to have two. But yeah, we're going to be talking about myths. We're going to be really getting into it. You might have to tell a friend to tell a friend. You might have to grab a tissue. Because if you didn't know about these myths, you're going to know. And I pray that God adds to you. I pray that the transition from a lie to a truth is not too painful for you. And that you can walk in the truth in 2023. Because that's our mission. That's our assignment for this. The series is to make sure that we shed light on these myths about God. That we show them for what they really are, which they're lies. So that when you're walking in 2023 and you start a relationship or you continue relationship with God, it works. And the foundation of it is truth. So, welcome to 5 Myths About God. All right. So today we talked about the significance of debunking myths, and I introduced the wonderful guest speakers that will be with us, with all of us, Everyday Endeavors family. Yeah. Do we have any recommendations for those who are going to be embarking in this series? Any recommendations?
Like Accessory said, get your tissues. Like,
get like, your tissue boxes. Yeah.
I think what I would say, just be open to unlearning like patterns, and like just invite the Holy Spirit to also transform your mind, because sometimes we might have like knowledge, but we can't really apply that knowledge if you don't have that understanding. So like there has to be that renewing of the mind through the word. So like have to come back again to like this podcast and listen over and over again until it becomes true in your life. So that would be my advice.
Oh, that's perfect. I'll leave it at that. So bye, guys. We'll see you in the next episode next week. Make sure to tune in. Make sure to get ready. So hey, don't forget to follow this podcast and share this episode. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I pray that you learned something new about God and are able to apply it into your everyday lives. Now go. Live out your life as a creation of God in your everyday endeavors.